Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have several callers in the queue. We're starting a little bit late today, so we apologize for that. And we're going to be taking our callers momentarily. On the last show, I think we were talking about discretion, using discretion when seeking psychic advice. I did, you know, there was something I wanted to say on the last show. And what we can do, Neil, is take the callers and then maybe get a little bit back into that discussion afterward. Okay, so let's take our first 201.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Gunjan?
Yes, honey. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thanks.
Gunjan.
How are you? 9/20/81. 30 equals 3. What's going on? How's the job hunt?
Nothing is going on. So I'm still the housewife. That's it.
Oh, well, and are you doing the catering still?
Yeah, here and there. Mm-hmm.
So what's your question today?
Nothing, whatever Neil picks up.
Well, always remember that we, you know, we work as a team. So whenever somebody says on the air, you know, Neil, I always want to make sure that that Kristen's included, because we work as a team and we work with energy, but that's to all the callers. You know, obviously okay, so there's something going, when we have a problem like this, where someone is not getting work, and in spite of readings and energy work and whatnot, we still haven't gotten the results we want. Now, of course, we haven't done anything. We haven't had a personal reading for a while, but in the idea of radio readings, we could assume one of two things, Gunjan. One is that it's just a physical reality. You're having trouble because of the market and, you know, things aren't working. And we can just look at it on a very physical, in a very physical, logical way. However, if there is something blocking, if there's something in the energy field, if you will, that's blocking you from getting a job, then that can be changed due to energy, wouldn't it? So the point is, Kristen wants to interject something, but before she speaks, I want to ask you: Are you on an active hunt for a job? Are you actively soliciting,
Yes.
Emails in, you're doing everything you can on a physical level. That's the first question I wanted to ask, to make sure that you're doing everything possible. And you're telling me the answer is yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to mention is that she had a change in location. You know, she moved from New Jersey to Florida. And I'm wondering if there's something in the energy field regarding her location that's preventing her, or something, you know, where it's an energy field where she is, because you had no problems getting jobs. You worked several different jobs, I think, in the course of the time that you've known us in New Jersey,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm from New Jersey, but ever since I started talking to you guys, I've been
Massachusetts. I know, for some reason, I keep thinking New Jersey. Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So in Massachusetts, you had several, Massachusetts, you had several different jobs.
Yeah.
And didn't have a problem getting jobs. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now in Florida, you're having, there's a block.
Yeah.
So, what, let me ask you something. Blocks. When we look at blocks, we have to determine on an astral field what is, what could be causing a block. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are anybody having any kind of dental issues in the family?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. The reason I said that is because I'm not sure yet why and what it's leading to, Gungeon. And we'll try to make this as much as we can within the radio reading. The reason I'm saying that is because there's something on a dental issue that's coming up. Now that could be related to some kind of block in the job field. Let me ask you something, another question. When was the last time you had any kind of dental work done?
Last year.
And was that a major problem or was it a routine check?
No, it was a major problem.
It was not a problem.
It was not a problem?
It was a major problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're doing is, you know, we're trying to work on this somewhat experimentally, and there seems to be a link between the dental problem you had a year ago, which was you refer to as major, and that transforming into an energy field that's blocking you from getting a job right now. Yes, sometimes two very adverse things can be correlated and work together. You know, you have two opposites, and they can be regarded as having some kind of connection. So what was the nature of your problem a year ago in dental?
Well, this was a long time ago. My ex-boyfriend, he accidentally hit me in the mouth, and I had some broken teeth because of him. It was all dented, and it was kind of a mess because of him hitting me in my mouth.
So, but that was a long time ago, and then you've had dental work to repair it, like, years later?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, see, what you did was you took something and you turned it into a, you took a word, accident, which means that when you're in an accident, let's say you're in a car accident, you know, and it's, you said the word accidentally, meaning that he didn't intend it. But when you're hitting somebody in the mouth accidentally and all their teeth are broken or whatever, that sounds a little bit obscure. I mean, accidentally, you hit somebody accidentally. So it might have been, maybe you don't want to express it, but there might have been a fight. There might have been, because in horseplay, you don't usually hit somebody.
It was a heated argument, and he was hitting himself, and he was hitting the wall, and I was trying to stop him.
So it wasn't an accident, really. He was angry.
It was in the action of an argument. During the course of the argument, you got hit, and it caused a problem. Okay, we've got so many callers, we can't. We're starting to trace where the problem is coming from in your job hunt.
Where and did you have the dental work in Connecticut or in Florida?
No, in India.
Oh, you went to India to have the dental because it's a lot less expensive there.
Okay, well, what we can say so far, you can always call back on another show or you can something like that. But what we can say so far is that you're having a problem. The problem in your job hunt is correlated and on a psychic energy field with that altercation you had with your ex-boyfriend where he broke your teeth during a fight. There's something between those two energies that might be obstructing your job hunt currently. I don't know. We don't have time to go into it in depth to make more sense of it. But that's where my first indication is that there's where the problem may be in an energy field. We'd have to go into a greater depth of discussion over that, which could clarify things. Okay?
Well, you stepped away for a moment, Neil, but I was saying that, you know, discussing with Gunjan her location, which she didn't have a problem getting jobs when she was in Connecticut. And as I was saying, she worked several different places. Now that she's moved to Florida, it's like completely dry for her. So I think there's a connection between her move and the lack of job, too.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
Gunjan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 56. Hi.
Hi, is this me?
Yes. Hi, this is you.
Yeah, I'll take it off speaker. 1 second, Chris. I'm going to help her take this off the speaker. Snaps.
Hey, my name is Melissa. This is my first time listening to you guys.
Oh, hi. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
You're using someone else's phone, I think.
I'm using Gwen's phone.
Yeah, okay. So, hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you.
Okay. Birthday. My birthday is 12/28/74.
Okay.
And I guess my question, if that's how this works, is I am I'm recently became a certified spiritual coach, and I'm wanting to be doing spiritual work and really develop myself in a spiritual way, and I'm hesitant to get a regular 9-to-5 job, which is what I've always had, because I feel like it's going to squash my my spiritual work. And I think that my money issue is kind of clouding my focus on my spiritual work. And I feel like it's something that I feel like I have to put into place, like, you know, see this money coming in before I can focus all of my energy on my personal growth. And I'm kind of wondering if it's, you know, if I just focus on following my passion and following my joy, if I can really just rely on that and, know that, that I'll be stable and that, you know, things will work out and I'll still be able to pay the mortgage.
So are you working a regular job right now?
I am not.
You are not.
Right now I do. Right. I've been, I'm not. No.
But you're doing spiritual coaching.
Yes, I am. And I'm not making a living at it yet. You know, most of my work is pro bono or cheap.
So how are you affording to live, like the mortgage, as you mentioned?
So before I left my job, I saved up a large amount of money. So I was living off of my savings, and I do like odds and ends job. Like I have I drive a dump truck for my ex-boyfriend's company.
So you are working.
Well, I'm not working regularly.
But you're doing other things to make money.
Yes, but not regularly.
Right. Okay. So yeah. She's a 34/7, right? Is that what you got? You're a 34/7. So you're in the right field. Seven is a spiritual number, and that's your master number, Melissa. And so the spiritual work for 34/7, that's what a seven is supposed to do. But I have a question about what happened in 2008 or 2009, actually, because you're born at the end of the year. Going back to that point, just for our reference, do you remember?
2008 or 2009?
It'd be 2008,
2009. Nothing's coming to me.
Nothing's coming to you? Okay.
I'm trying to think. My daughter was born in 2006.
2006.
And me and her father broke up in 2007.
2007. Hmm. Okay. I mean, any move or job change?
What did you say?
Any move or job change in 2009?
I really would have to go back and really just sit with this a bit.
Okay, that's okay.
I want to say 2008, I was working as an independent contractor doing, apartment, management, and I lost all of my jobs around the same time and started working part-time. And I actually was in a very similar situation that I am in right now, where I was living off of my savings and trying to follow a passion, but I wasn't really able to hone in on one back then.
Okay. So that's,
well, that's it. And then your breakup with the father of your child, your birthday's in December, so that would still involve a time frame at which you are making a change at the age of 34. So we're going back to 34 because you had a karmic change then. The process of you're in the right field of doing what you want to do. But what you're doing, too, is you're carrying a certain degree of karma drama that's still kind of conflicting with the higher journey you're trying to take as a spiritual coach. So imagine you want to be a spiritual coach, but you've got this collective karma that you've come into the world with, and it's still sort of around you and confounding and confusing your higher essence. So what you would need to do is you can't let go of your spiritual coaching. You're going to have to manage that. And maybe you're working off your karma by doing these odds and ends job where you're making money, the hardcore money. Mm-hmm. And that might be reducing the karma that's coming along with you wanting to do your higher self. So you may have to grin and bear it, meaning that you'd have to have a full-time job or near a full-time job and do readings either after your job is over during the day or on the weekend until suddenly you'd get a client that would be fantastic. And then they're recommending everybody to you. And you're saying to yourself, my God, I think I just got rid of my karma. So part of this, I think, is the working out of karma, Melissa. There are other ways to work off the karma. You can go the hard route and say, you know what, I don't want to do the job. I'll work off the karma by just doing these readings and struggling and starving until eventually I hit that top client. You can do it that way. That's going to be harder, but you can do it that way. way if you have the means to survive.
Are
but
you...
my suggestion would be that you probably continue to work and then in your spare time work as the dickens like crazy for doing readings and on the weekends.
My question is, though, is the odd job mm-hmm. sustaining you at this point?
No, they're not. I mean,
so
I still have savings that's complementing that or supplementing
right,
that.
But you probably don't want to burn through your savings. You know, you want your savings. The savings is a safety net in case anything catastrophic happens. I mean, not probably will not, but savings are important. So getting probably a job, a regular job, could you work part-time somewhere?
I could. I recently just started looking, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so and of compensation to you, you're going to be 49 this December, and that's a multiple of your master number 7.
Well, I'll be 44.
74.
Oh, wait a minute.
She's going to be 44.
Oh, she's going to be 44.
Yeah, in fact, she's 43 right now, which is her inverted karmic number. I wasn't even thinking of that. Yeah.
That's even better. I made a miscalculation.
So your karmic number is 34, Melissa, and you're 43 currently. She's going to be 44. So that right now, your age is your inverted karmic number. So that's an energy field.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I mean, you could... I would suggest that you pursue a full-time job, but that you work on the weekends, you work at night, you do these readings. However, the only other part of the storyline that might be to your advantage is that there may come a change in November where you hit a client that starts recommending her friends to you, and then you're off and running.
What's the nature of the coaching that you do? Is it readings? Is it psychic or intuitive? Or are you just counseling people? What exactly do you do?
It's a class that I'm certified in, and it's basically helping people to overcome their limiting beliefs.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to market yourself in such a way that you've clearly defined
what it is
what
that
you do.
Do,
and you might want to coin the term
so that it has
some kind of attractive heading to it. Also, really quickly, what's your connection, if any, or even remotely, to horses?
None.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Anybody who has had a gambling problem in your history?
No. My aunt had a horse when I was little.
Okay, Melissa, that's what I'm looking for. That's the answer. Your aunt had a horse.
Okay.
This is the first time she's called, so she doesn't know.
Yeah.
That seems like probably not a significant connection to you. Your aunt had a horse. My aunt didn't have. Oh well, I did have cousins with horses, but you know, a lot of people are going to say no. So that's a vibration that is being picked up.
See, that's an indication. So if we go wind the clock back, what's your connection to horses? The direct answer is my aunt had a horse. But now from there, that might be leading us to an answer in terms of how to get your career going quicker, because there are symbolic and concrete energy forms that help us to understand what's going on the psychic plane so that we can bring it down to the physical plane and, you know, get our problem solved. And that's an indication. So you can either call back the show or whatever you want to do. But right now, the psychic hunt is regarding your aunt and that horse. And that is correlated in some weird way to you being a spiritual counselor. Okay? That's on the psychic. That's the psychic explanation. It may not make sense, but psychically, there's a reasoning behind it.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa. Well, it was nice to meet you. Thanks, Gwendolyn, for connecting.
Nice to meet you. And can I ask you real quick? So am I still 347 since you were not?
I'm sorry, say
sure
that again.
About my birthday. Are my numbers
sure about your birthday?
3, 4,
we were sure about. I was sure about your birthday. I don't know what you added up, but
no. I just miscalculated your age. Currently, that was just
okay.
Mathematical error.
No, you're a
34.
You're a 34/7. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Take care. Okay. 661. Is this Leslie?
This is Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. Hi. Well, in the family. I'm close. How are you?
That's my mom. Good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
I was calling because I had a friend recently pass away, and I wanted to see if they would come through today.
Oh, okay. What's your birth date and maybe the friend's birth date too? Is Carrie with a K?
With a C.
With a C? I can't remember. Is it
Carrie? Yes.
Okay.
And my birthday is 6-6.
Go ahead.
6-6-80.
Okay. And your friend's birth date?
Let me see if I have her birthday. I believe May 22nd, 1978.
78. You were going to say something, Neil. 12, 22.
Well, I was
going to
say
30.
Don't mention the sex, but she did.
She did. Oh, well.
34/7.
Another 34/7. The friend is a 34/7. Carrie's a 30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, sorry for your loss of your friend who wasn't that old. But and right now, I don't, right now, you know, you're having us on a radio show connect. Sometimes that's easy. Sometimes that's a little bit more difficult for the duration of time that we have. But I'm getting, and even though some of the images may not connect entirely to you, that can be important or it cannot be important. But what I'm getting so far is a car, either a car or an ambulance. So there's something to do with a moving vehicle. If that makes, first of all, on the first level, first base number one, does that make any sense at all yet?
Yes.
Okay, so the car, the ambulance, seems to be now I can evaluate that it's an impression that I'm receiving from a soul/spirit, because she's not in her body, and she's probably sending out as many she's trying to send out as many images as she can, vibrational-wise, hoping that we'll pick up on one and manifest it into an image. So she probably threw out 10 things, and the one that I collected at the moment is the ambulance/car. So she either was in a car crash or she was rushed by an ambulance someplace, being sick. Those would be the two obvious logical conclusions, although there seems to be on her part a lot of wounds, like bleeding, like hurt. So there seems to be. So was she in a car accident?
She was walking along the side of the road and she was hit by a car that left the scene, and she was taken by an ambulance.
Yeah.
And so that's
exactly
it. Right.
And we can assume that that's a car accident. She's a pedestrian,
yes.
But it was a car accident. So we did connect to her. Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where we go from this point. The point is we made a connection. She's here. She's speaking to you. You know, the attitude now, because we made that connection, what it does is it opens up the door a little bit further. So I see her very happy that we made the connection. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like you're on an island and you wave to an airplane. And they signal you that they've seen you, and you're jumping for joy that you're going to be rescued. She's very happy that the connection is made. Now, she's also talking about a teddy bear, like a stuffed teddy bear. So I don't know if she was sentimental, if she was childlike, if you have a teddy bear. But she's showing me a teddy bear It brings up images of Winnie the Pooh. It brings up images of stuffed animals. I don't know if she left behind an animal after she had crossed over, but there seems to be an image of a teddy bear. I don't know yet why. I don't know. I'm still in the dark about it.
She was very, she worked with children, and the teddy bear, I think when you signified that maybe someone was young at heart or childlike, fun and childlike.
Well, probably the teddy bear might signify that she worked with children. Did she have any children of her own?
Yes, she had 4 children, and actually one of them dressed up like Winnie the Pooh last Halloween.
That's probably
it. So she's, you see, what her problem, her dilemma is, she's saying, thank you, we made a connection, at least I'm being heard, there is a crude conversation now we can establish. And what she's also sending me is, oh my God, I left so much undone, so much on the earth, that my soul and my spirit is in pain over what I've lost. Now, her encounter on the road was probably karmic. Terrible aspects of karma result from past life energies. So even though we can define that she was hit by a driver and he took off, and that was a crime in and of itself, and she's innocent, we can go into the psychic realm and say, oh my God, something karmically was going on there. Maybe in a past life that she did wrong to that person and she's getting back something, even though she's a gentle soul in this lifetime, karma came back and hit her. That's probably what happened. And I'm getting a kind of a signal about it. I'm also getting a symbol of a clock, like an old fashioned alarm clock on a bed. And it's like ringing, like in a cartoon, it's like ringing and the clock's like jumping off the table, like in a cartoon. So I'm getting something. What's that?
I'm not really sure, but it makes sense. I am a clock collector, so that may be something.
Oh.
Maybe she's
communicating. I have several clocks on my wall.
Okay, so that's what she's saying. She's trying to send a signal to you that she loves you very much. She's glad you called the show, because that meant you called on her behalf, and she's saying to you, whatever you can do to lessen my pain with my children, whatever you can do, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever you can do would relieve her of a little bit of pressure.
What, I just have a question, like where this happened.
In our local town, just a small community, she was at a restaurant / bar, and she was ready to leave, and the group that she was with wasn't, so she decided to go ahead and walk home, and the road that she was walking on was very dark, so I guess maybe the car just didn't see her. She was actually hit twice by 2 different cars, but the second car stopped.
Well, it's funny because as you were talking, I opened my ABC7 app and one of the first stories is about a woman who was hit. It's not the same woman, different age, but same similar situation. She was killed in a hit and run in Encino. But I'm curious if there's any news articles that we could look at about it. But
our local town is Acton, ACTON, so there's something about it.
I'll take a look. We'll take a look after the show.
Well, Carrie,
so sorry about your loss, though. I mean, definitely tragic, mother of 4.
Tragic.
Young,
Does
40
she
years
have
old.
Messages for her children or anything that I could relay on?
Yeah. Well, you can tell them verbatim what you experienced on the radio show.
You mean she's looking for a specific message for the children, I think.
That her mother's, what does she have, 4 children? How many children does she have?
She has 4.
Are they ranging from 14 to 10, or what are their ages?
10 is the youngest, and the oldest is somewhere around 22.
Wow.
Okay, so
which
so,
is her day.
Yeah, which is her day. But I got the youngest age. So
there is a 14. Well,
and
there's
a 14-year-old,
so you were right on.
Okay, so I'm getting...
Okay.
So, Carrie, it's pretty obvious, at least for psychic determination, that we've connected to her, okay?
Yeah.
Two, the message you can give the children, they're all pretty mature, and you could say that the mother came through in a radio show, and you could say what the readers...
Have them listen to the archives. We're on iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio has
the
archives.
You can have them listen to that.
Listen to the show.
They're all pretty grown up. But
they're very mature.
They're what?
They're all very mature children.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? The point is she, and I don't know who this is yet, but the name Nancy's coming in, and I don't know who that is at this point. Yeah. It may have to be a hunt of some kind.
Was this in July? Yeah, I found it.
Okay. So what can you do? You know, whatever you feel you can do to help her work, whatever you can do whatever she can't do that she might have done if she were alive.
Okay.
So, you know, you can figure that out. We don't have time to go into details, but we got enough to validate that she's presently available in the astral realm. She has not totally transcended to a higher plane. She's still caught in the astral realm, and that means that she can see, feel, sense, hear.
She's still connected to the earth.
To human beings. So she's sort of like that guy in the movie Ghost.
Yeah.
That,
just like
she's stuck. But not in pain, but the pain she's experiencing is what she left. That's what's hurting her.
Yeah.
Okay,
do you guys
Carrie,
see?
Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask you one more thing? Do you guys see the driver being caught?
Hmm. He has not been caught yet, apparently.
The original driver from July. Well, you know, it was a dark road. There was no signs. There were no cameras. Some of these creeps get away with things in life. What, you know, I don't know what's going to really do to solve things if he's caught. There's a certain sense of justice. I can't say for certain as we're doing the reading that he's going to be caught. I think he has terrible. I think he was drinking, and I don't even know if he's totally aware, but he knows he hit something. Whether it was
he probably is aware given that it's been in the news.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he
didn't know at
the time.
He was drinking at the time. And it feels like it's a male drinking. We could be wrong, but that's
looks
what
like
getting.
They have the car model. They do have that. But I mean, at this point, it seems like
well,
it's a little late. Who knows?
It still may happen. The vibration still is moving through it. So it's a possibility.
Okay. We have to move on to other callers, Carrie, but hopefully
okay,
that helps.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye.
Okay, 313, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? What's your name?
Sherelle.
Oh, it's Sherelle. Sherelle. Hi,
yes.
Hi,
you both.
Doing fine, thanks. How are you?
That's good.
What's your birthday?
I'm okay.
11/30/93.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was our anniversary.
What's going on? What's your question?
Well, I just like the general message.
The general message for today, 1993. She's young.
Yeah.
25?
You know, general message for the day. You could find that online.
Yeah. What are the numbers saying?
You know, it's a general, a very general question, and a general message for the day lends itself to that anything you say can be important, and you could look in a book of inspirational quotes and get a message for the day.
What message is from the other side, spirit guides? It don't matter.
The thing that I'm getting, maybe Kristen's getting something.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm getting is. There's two words, sweet the word is sweetness. Now, you know how sometimes you have those birthday cakes and they put those little hard, sweet candies on top of it that you can eat, but they almost break your teeth like little stars or little flowers, and they're made with that crystallized sugar. There seems to be something coming from the other side, and it's regarding a child. So first of all, do you know of any children that have crossed over?
Well, I had a brother that did.
How old was the brother?
A baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That brother. Okay, so that brother, you want a message from the other side, Sherelle? The brother is connecting to you. He died when he was one, but he's in the soul spirit form, so he's not 1 year old. He's a soul spirit. And that means that he's carrying probably many lifetimes, and he could be on the other side 400 years old. It doesn't matter. He's sending you a message of love. And he's saying that he's going to find what's really weird. He's talking about a pillow and a lover. So he's saying that you're going to, I don't know if you're in a relationship, but if you are, okay, fine. But if you're not, you're about to be entering a relationship coming from his advice or conversation.
So Sherelle is in a relationship, but she was going to move, right, Sherelle?
Yes.
You were going to move out of, you live with the person you're in a relationship, but you were going to move to your mother's in, like, where, Arizona, was it?
Yeah, you got a good memory.
And you're in, are you in
Michigan?
Detroit?
Yes, Detroit. Mm-hmm.
And so you're still in the relationship and you're not moving, but we advised her to move.
Yes.
And you're not moving. Okay.
I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
Is this relationship an ongoing, positive, loving relationship?
No.
Okay, you're going to, you want a comment from the other side coming from your one-year-old brother who has crossed over. Your one-year-old brother seems to be saying, and it's your choice after he says it, get into a loving relationship. There's a better one coming.
Okay.
Don't stay in this one.
Which, I mean, that's just further, that's the advice we gave her on several shows ago to get out of the relationship, move, the brother supporting that, and you're staying, why?
What was the question?
Why are you still in the relationship if it's not healthy?
That's a good question.
It's hard. I know it's hard when you're stuck in a relationship to extract yourself. I mean, it can be when you're stuck in a karmic situation, but, you know.
Listen,
you
gotta
get
out. Listen, you may have, it may hurt, but if you're not happy, quit examining why you keep going back and forth and feeling weak and he pulls you back in, whatever. Just what you got to do is get out of it and be strong and go through the pain. Quit falling backward into it, because you wanted a message for us. Your brother, who died at age one, seems to have come through the atmosphere, the energy fields, to tell you that you have another relationship coming and you're stopping it from coming in. Now, that's going to be your choice. Our opinion is to get out of this relationship, stop this nonsense dialogue you got. That's a good question. That's nonsense, Sherelle.
Well,
you got to get out
of
it. If you're not happy, get out of it. Quit crying over it. Get out of it. And look forward to somebody coming in that's healthy.
And furthermore, she expressed, Sherelle, I remember you expressing that where you live in Detroit, it's very depressed economically, and, you know, it's hard to make a living. And you have a place to go. Your mom still wants you to move?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got a way out. You know, some people are stuck and they don't have a way out. They don't have a job. They don't have the financial means to make a change, but you do. You've got someone who's willing to take you into their home and help you get on your feet in a new location. So again, putting out that advice to move, we're reiterating that. Go to your mom's in Arizona. try it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hard talk, but if you want, you called to get an answer, and the answer is positive. It's just, are you strong enough to follow through? That's the crucial question.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Sherelle. Thank you.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. So we were talking about using discretion, got a little sidetracked last show with animal spirits, which was very nice. But I wanted, you know, it's interesting, over the weekend something happened. A woman from San, it's actually interesting because we had a caller from, I think, that same area, or at least in California, Carrie, our former caller. This woman was from, I can't remember, it was Yucaipa or something. Anyway, she was an aspiring model, very beautiful woman, who decided to move to Georgia with her boyfriend. And so she moved to Georgia to further her career, but was working as a receptionist in a dental office. Anyway, she was driving to work at this dental job, which is weird because that came in, dental with confusion.
Yeah.
She was driving to work and veered into another lane, hitting two cars. Two of the passengers in the other cars were injured. There were minor injuries, but she was apparently severely injured, and they rushed her to the hospital and into surgery. And when they had her in surgery, they found a gunshot in her neck, which the paramedics had not discovered. They didn't see it. So it wasn't discovered until she was in surgery. And unfortunately, it severed her spinal cord, this gunshot, and she ended up dying of her injuries. You know, they took her off life support because of the catastrophic brain damage. But anyway, this happened after she moved. And so, you know, there are so many readers. We have a couple of people that used to call the show, and they're now conducting readings. One form of readings they give is a pendulum reading. And I've seen questions, you know, should I move? And the pendulum gives an answer, yes or no. You know, that's not a good way to approach a psychic reading or to give a psychic reading, using a pendulum. A decision to move somewhere can be filled with such, I mean, there's so many variables karmically. And had this woman called the show, I'm sure that there would have been an investigation into the move and questions asked about, you know, that would reveal the issues that were surrounding the move. And so when you go to a reader and you're looking for a blanket answer, someone pulling a card or doing a pendulum, giving yes or no answers or general answers, it's very dangerous. And, you know, in the case of this woman, if she would have gotten a pendulum reading, it would have been a, you know, 50-50 shot. And really, I don't think that spirits and angels are connecting to pendulums, really. I mean, maybe lower spirits, but I think it's a very dangerous way to advise people. I don't know, Neil.
I agree. I mean, that and pressure tests and
muscle testing
and, you know, they had soothsayers in the past that they throw down sticks or they read runes or the oracles. I mean, you know, you could throw down in the more primitive tribes, they throw down human teeth and they read the human teeth. Some people read the future by looking at the entrails of animals. It doesn't matter. You can do it that way, be my guest. But I wouldn't go to a reader anyways, but I don't practice, that's not my practice of going seeking other advice. But your best element, first of all, is to use your own logic, your own intuition, your own energy. Rely on yourself. And if you're really in doubt and you need conference with somebody who's gifted, then go to them. But don't depend on whether a pendulum is going this way or that way or a bird flew over your head when it was happening. You're asking the question. Those things are somewhat... Well, they're not very dependable.
They're not very dependable.
You have to look at decisions on a logical way, but if you're looking through at something that might be considered psychic or a premonition or an impression of what's going to happen when you get there, go to someone who's very gifted, very grounded, and isn't relying on some instrument in order to give an answer. You can do that yourself, or you could just do anything randomly. But that's not really the clue to getting an answer and using proper discretion. Even tarot card readings or whatever it may be, they all serve their purpose. But I think the finest element one can experience in getting advice is through someone who's gifted
and has spent time developing their psychic energy. I mean, it's not just, you know, in this particular case with this couple that we know, at the point that they were calling our show, you know, they'd only meditated. There was no psychic development. And suddenly now they're saying, you know, I connect to Archangel Michael and I'm, you know, been seeing spirits, blah, 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 since I was a child. And it's, you know, frankly, crap. I mean, you know, there's no development. People want to get from, you know, this, you know, they want to actualize their energy in any specific field, but they don't want to do the work that it takes to get there. And it does take work. It takes work, and it's not ethical to put yourself out there to give readings to people and advise them in their life. I mean, you're taking their life into their hands. So be very careful.
Yeah.
Because like we said, we heard a radio show with another former caller who, you know, callers from our show calling this guy to give advice, and, you know, kind of silly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are gifted readers that are gifted from childhood.
Yeah, of course.
And they have the gift. They have the gift. Christ was even in the synagogues saying things and amazing the rabbis at an early age. You can have a gift, and that gift is fine. It's sacred, but there's validity in it. The thing about pendulums and cards is that you're assuming that the reader is putting out a vibration, and the vibration to their body is going to direct the instrument to give a correct reading. Well, who needs an instrument? If the vibration's there and the person has insight in their third eye or their sixth chakra, you don't need a tool. You don't need an instrument to validate what you're sensing. True psychic, their instrument is their body. Their instrument is their third eye. They have the gift of prophecy, the gift of vision. These aren't bad things. Some people say, well, it's the work of the devil or whatever. But there is a gift of prophecy, and it's legitimate, and it comes from God. And there are those people who have that gift and use it with firm discretion and acute accuracy, and their word is basically sound. There can be mistakes, there can be oversights, there can be a bad day, yes. But generally speaking, you know, we as human beings, we work on a certain energy field. It doesn't mean that we're in great health, but we're not going to have a cold once in a while. One can be a great reader and have a bad day or an off day, but he or she has to know that maybe they're not totally being accurate, and to incorporate that in their reading that, well, I'm not really sure. Let's look at this later. Here are your options. There are ways to logically look at something that is compiled in what would otherwise be an acute psychic reading. But no, I would be very careful. Anybody reading out of a book or you know, turning a card over, I don't want to put these things down. I'm just saying that when we're getting to the nitty-gritty of a reading, when we're getting to the basis of a reading, it comes organically in a gifted way from the reader, him or herself.
Right, and there are times where there are yes or no answers, where it's specific, but oftentimes there are variables that contribute to having to ask questions. You know, asking questions, I know from my experience here on the radio and talking to people that if I ask a question, that puts out a vibration. If I, you know, and I'm sure you in readings, I know you in readings do that, ask a question, and then there's a vibration that you get from your question or thereby the answer that is given to you, and then that might lead you in another direction.
Well, the pursuit of knowledge is always predicated on the fact that you are able to ask good questions, and asking good questions leads us to a source of knowledge that is forever advancing. And it, just because a psychic may ask a question doesn't minimize the psychic's talents or abilities.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean that.
It doesn't mean the psychic is fishing, but there is a method behind the questions. But we are out of time today. So we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We thank our callers and our listeners, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.